is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
Here is Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve Gruber this morning on this Friday. Welcome to it across the state of Michigan. Thank you for joining us in this hour three of the Steve Gruber Show. Ambassador Richard Kozlarich will be with us, former State Department official, ambassador to Bosnia, Herzegovina from 1997 through 1999, also Azerbaijan, 1994 through 1997. Steve Gorham, executive director of the Climate Science Coalition, then Larry Rosette. Just after him, he's president of Environmental Management Association. All coming up this hour on the Steve Gruber Show. Mentioned to you last hour, the president has been tweeting this morning. I'll run them down for you. First, about an hour ago, a little more than an hour ago, President tweets, so General Michael Flynn's life can be totally destroyed while shady James Comey can leak and lie and make lots of money from a third-rate book that should have never been written. Is that really the way life in America is supposed to work? I don't think so. Follow that up with this. So exciting, I have agreed to be the commencement speaker at our great Naval Academy, May 25th in Annapolis, Maryland. Looking forward to being there. Two more this morning. President says Nancy Pelosi is going absolutely crazy about the big tax cuts given to the American people by the Republicans. Got not one Democrat vote. Here's a choice. They want to end them and raise your taxes substantially. Republicans are working on making them permanent. And more cuts. We talked about that yesterday. Republicans in the House trying to push something forward probably this summer that would make tax cuts, the personal tax cut side of things, permanent. And finally, President tweets this morning, looks like OPEC is at it again with record amounts of oil all over the place, including the fully loaded ships at sea. Oil prices are artificially very high, no good, and will not be accepted. The president chiming in on any number of issues this morning on Twitter. Oil prices, Democrats and tax cuts, James Comey, and then he will be the commencement speaker at the Naval Academy May 25th. Speaking of commencement speakers, quickly, as you might know, I'm broadcasting from studios here at Hillsdale College in Hillsdale, Michigan, where I serve as the general manager for the student radio station and also teach in the journalism department. Our commencement speaker this year will be Vice President Mike Pence. We had Clarence Thomas, Supreme Court Justice, 2 years ago. This year, Mike Pence, the Vice President, will be in. The Clarence Thomas commencement address was my first year on campus, and we had Secret Service and long lines and metal detectors before entering the commencement address. My guess is it will look very similar to that this year with the Vice President in town. But yes, Mike Pence will be our commencement speaker this year here at Hillsdale College. Speaking of schools, this story is actually from my old stomping grounds. I grew up in the Chicago area and lived up in the Rockford, Illinois area for some years. And I caught this from the local media up there, and I have to praise the ACLU, which I, you know, admittedly don't do all that often. But in this case, they're exactly right and should be praised. Give it the story here. This is Hononega High School in Rockton, Illinois. So this is the center of the state, the middle of the state, at the very tippy top. I mean, just a couple of miles south of the Wisconsin border is Hononega. It's north of Rockford. In a letter sent to Hononega High School by ACLU Illinois, the organization accuses the school of discriminating against a group of five or six students who took part in a March 14th walkout at the school. Those five or six students were among about 75 others who took part in the walkout, But these five or six, reportedly, the only ones voicing views in favor of gun rights, Second Amendment rights. The ACLU's letter notes that, quote, Madison Oster, the student, and about five other students were made to wait until all of their classmates had exited during the walkout. The other students gathered about halfway down on the football field. According to the ACLU, an assistant principal then would not allow this small group of students to go onto the field, requiring them to stand behind a fence with their signs. The assistant principal allegedly told Oster, the student, that the school didn't want her to make trouble or cause a riot. The ACLU letter calls on Hononega High School officials to assure that discrimination is not repeated at future events and that the school respects all positions held by students. There is a full copy of the letter if you want to see it at, ACLU-IL.org. A little more detail on what happened. Apparently, prior to the walkout, the student's father, Madison's father, notified the school superintendent that his daughter, Madison, planned to carry a sign expressing her pro-gun views during the walkout. The school attendance office verified with staff that signs would be permitted and allowed dad and daughter to store them there that morning before the walkout. No reason to suspect that his daughter would not be allowed to take part on an equal basis with other children. So that day, about 50, 75 students walk out of the high school under the direction of school personnel. Madison and about five other pro-gun students were made to wait until all of their classmates had exited. Other students gathered about halfway down the football field, some of them dressed in red Stage Day dye-in by lying on the ground. However, an assistant principal would not allow these pro-gun students, pro-Second Amendment students, onto the field, requiring them to stand with their signs near the door behind the fence. When Madison, the student, asked the assistant principal why the group was not allowed on the field, he suggested they would make trouble, and he didn't want a riot. Yes, the pro-gun students would be causing the riot, not the others, staging a die-in on the field. When she persisted, he eventually relented, ushering them through the gate with a sarcastic bow. Still, the small group was required to remain just inside the fence, out of sight or hearing of their peers down the field or any other observers nearby. Madison continued to ask why her group could not join the others. And eventually, there's a person identified here I don't recognize. Someone with the school, though, clearly, approached and told the students, you are the only ones who feel that way. He then turned his back on them and refused any further discussion. At the end of the walkout, Madison's group was subjected to the taunts of their classmates as students walked past them into the building. One student yelled at Madison to kill herself. Another student took pictures of Madison's group, one of which became an online meme, Madison's friends later reported. Finally, before allowing them to return to class, Mr. Doherty, the assistant principal, warned the small group not to bully the students with different views. These five were not to bully the other 80 who were just allowed to taunt them. So again, this is rare. I give a little round of applause to the ACLU, I guess. This is certainly one of those times. Standing up for these group of students protesting for Second Amendment rights at Hononega High School in Rockton, Illinois. Former Ambassador Richard Kozlarich with us next. It's the Steve Gruber Show.